things are going to break when they're cheap. Difficult to argue with that, really. Things are going to break when they're cheap. That's a 7-inch single from a band called Fisherman's Stew from ages ago. When they're cheap. This is WMFO. You're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And the time now is just after 6 o'clock. My name is Charlie Sadaka. I'm going to hang around here till 7, as is my way. And my hours vary, but I'm normally here on a Saturday morning. And I'll catch you tonight for a rather more organised show. And if you believe that, you'll believe anything. This time on WZBC on 90.3. And tonight I'm covering for someone else's show. So I'm going to run from 7 till 10, I believe, tonight. Is that right? I don't know. There's no staff here to tell me. And if they were here, they wouldn't tell me anyway. But catch me on WZBC tonight anyway. More music, this time from Daisy Head.
face. You're so pathetic and unauthentic to play it safe. Am I gonna have to show you how to make a mistake? Killing Charlie. Nailed to the floor, lower than the underground. Came and went, cold and strange, like television, full of static. Killing Charlie. Killing Charlie. Everything's okay.
Whatever happened to him? He's a guy called Thin Lizard Dawn. I suspect it was someone else, and he's just, he looks a bit like Slash with all the hair and everything going on. He's just a most peculiar promo 7-inch single from RCA. So he was on a big label at one point. Whatever happened to him, I wonder. Thin Lizard Dawn. From not for sale, it says, from it hasn't even got a date on it, so it's probably in the 80s sometime, and I just thought you might be interested. It's called Killing Charlie. I like it so much I might play the other side in a while. We heard from Creepseed before that, and a track called Holy Roller. No idea where that comes from. I've got it in a compilation thing from the UK here. Before that, Daisy Head, Defenselessness, from The Smallest Light on No Sleep Records. And before that, Fisherman's Stew, and another 7-inch from way back, and a thing called Cheap. You're listening to WMFO. My name is Charlie. It's 6:15. Been talking about the tool ships and stuff. There's a ton of good stuff going on. The weather is absolutely dreary, unfortunately. We had a couple of nice days, and then back to the dreariness, I guess. But what can you do, huh?
Help! Can anybody hear me?
Interesting, huh? From an album of the same name, V-Sparks, at least I think that's what the album's called, The Strange Ones. And I've been trying to play you some heavier stuff like Creepseed and people like that, just for a change this week. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking non-violent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. And that was a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And 6:20 now, and more music. This from, they can probably best describe themselves. What was that noise? That was a motorbike going by. I see. I like that a lot. And just because something is not well known to you doesn't mean that it's not interesting. That's how you get to know stuff. You listen to the radio or you go into a record store, if you can find one, and listen to stuff and say, could you put that on for me, please, sir? And they'll put it on for you, and then you listen to it, and then if you like it, you buy it. When I was a kid, that's what you used to do. You used to go into a record store and buy something. Now you can hardly find a record store. It's not good. We heard from Ghost Shirts, and that was a 7-inch single from way back, and doesn't have a year on it. I'm not sure exactly when or where from whence they come, and it doesn't matter, but I just find it interesting. Let's have a look. Let's have some more details about them. Oh, they're out of Cypher Records, care of Dave Howe, out of 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, and produced by Ken and Pete. Well done, Ken and Pete. And it's just interesting. I just, be it vinyl, be it CDs or whatever format, I just find it interesting. There's still a joy to me of music, and I wish everyone got that. It's a privilege.
Memories in love with you. God. Freedom of the name is God.
WMFO on a Saturday morning. Good morning to you. Edward Sharp, and the Magnetic Zeros. Somebody Sharp. Colin Sharp. No. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. And from the album Persona, that was a track called Hot Coals. And before that, the Ghost Shirts. And Here Is a Compass, which I was sneakily playing the other side of while you were otherwise engaged. Because that's the kind of thing I do. You're listening to WMFO. I'm not sure who's up at 7 o'clock. Someone may be here very shortly. If not, there'll still be some great music for you. You should keep it locked here, you know. Yeah, no, you should. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. If you'd like to give us a call, you probably know the number. But just in case you do, then there's no need for me to give that out to you. 855-915-WMFO is the number, 855-915-WMFO. Sometimes I can get the phones to work, sometimes I can't. I didn't say that out loud, did I? Didn't say that on air, because that's probably not good. Need more training, you see. Anyway, in the meantime, let's continue with this.
And I'll share. That's my brother.
How?
There you go, another of those 7-inch singles that I like to throw at you just to catch you out. The Girlies, and it should have been called I Am The Law, but there was another famous song called that. So they called it Felon, out of New York from way back. Before that, Basiku Kuyate and his band Ngone Ba. They were featuring Taj Mahal, and on Out Here Records from the album Jamako and Poye 2. Before that, Big Star's third live, 13, featuring Skylar Gudash from the Alex Theatre in Glendale, California, back from 2016. One of those promotional things they like to throw out there. 13 before 7 now, and got to get on with the music because time is running short, you know?
We'll be right back.
Another Fool. Another Fool by The Floors from the Truth and Distortions EP, it says here. Doesn't look like an EP to me. I guess it is. If you have more than one track on anything, I guess that makes it an EP. From 1991 from Bar None Records. You've been listening to WMFO. My name has been Charlie. It's been a pleasure to be with you for the last couple of hours. And it's coming up to 7 o'clock. It's about just coming up to 2 minutes to 7 o'clock now. And that's it for me for now. Been here since 5 a.m. Very tired. And now I've got to go and do a day's work. So there you go. And let that be a lesson to you. Unless you're very good, you're going to end up like this. If you'd like to get in touch with us, go on the website, WMFO. I will catch you tonight on WZBC 90.3 between, I think, 7 till 10 o'clock tonight. My name has been Charlie Sadaka. Thank you so much for listening. It's always a privilege to serve you. And I'm going to leave you with some more from Basiku Kuyate. Someone mentioned him to me at a yard sale last week while we were talking about African music. He's from Mali, I believe. More of that later. More of that next week, maybe. But that's just about it from me. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a privilege to be here. And I'll catch you probably 5 till 7 next week on this channel. 5 till 7 a.m. that is. Jamako Jaganino Ladoi Antigia de Vimate Memana Jamado Fini Benembed.